الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهدى إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this session of رياض الصالحين. We are still with the chapter of الصبر, patience, and حديث number 41. وعن أبي عبد الله خباب بن الأرت رضي الله عنه قال: شكونا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متوسد بردة له في ظل الكعبة، فقلنا: ألا تستنصر لنا؟ ألا تدعو لنا؟ فقال: قد كان من قبلكم يؤخذ الرجل فيحفر له في الأرض فيجعل فيها، ثم يؤتى بالمنشار فيوضع على رأسي فيجعل نصفين، ويمشط بأمشاط الحديد ما دون لحمه وعظمه، ما يصده ذلك عن دينه. والله ليتمن الله هذا الأمر حتى يسير الراكب من صنعاء إلى حضر موت لا يخاف إلا الله والذئب على غنمه، ولكنكم تستعجلون. رواه البخاري. This hadith which is reported by Imam Bukhari on the authority of Abu Abdullah Khabbab ibn al-Arat رضي الله عنه said, we have complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what we find from the people, meaning the kuffar. Then he said, and while he was leaning his back to the Kaaba, and leaning on a cloth called Burda from the clothes of Yemen, and then they said to him, ألا تستنصر لنا؟ ألا تدعو لنا؟ Don't you ask your Lord to support us and send victory upon us? Don't you ask him to help us, meaning from the harshness of Quraysh? Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to verily, a man from the people among you, among those who before you, would be seized and held in a pit, and dug from him, in the earth, and he would be sold into two halves from his head and his flesh, and his flesh torn away, and his flesh is torn away from his bones with an iron comb. But in spite of this, he would not wean away from his faith, meaning he would not reject his faith. And this means that they torture him this way, telling him, if you disbelieve in what you believe in, we'll stop punishing you and torturing you. But this, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, but he would not wean away from his faith, from his iman. And then he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, by Allah, Allah will bring this matter, meaning Islam, because at that time they were weak and Islam was limited. But he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, by Allah, Allah will bring this matter to its consummation till a rider, rider of a camel or a horse or a donkey, will travel from Sana'a, the capital. Either it is Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, but many of the scholars say Sana'a, which is mentioned here, is the small land, small town in Sham, near Damascus, which is more logic, because the distance from Sana'a of Sham till Hadramaut of Yemen is a bit long distance, and one who cross it might face some danger, might face some danger because of the wild animals, thieves, whatsoever. So he said, by Allah, Allah will bring this matter to its consummation till a rider will travel from Sana'a to Hadramaut. Hadramaut is the land of the Hadramis in South Yemen, fearing none, and he does not fear nothing except Allah. Why? Because the way is very safe for him, because Islam is spread and everyone fears Allah, so they don't capture people, they don't attack them, they don't treat them, and they don't terror them. So, and except, and then he said, except the wolf. He fear nothing but Allah, and except the wolf for his sheep, because it's animal, the wolf is animal. But you are in too much of hurry. But you are in too much of hurry. Meaning you are very, very hurry to see the results. While you should not be that hurry to see the results, just trust Allah. Allah said He will bring this matter above every other religion. Allah will bring it. Don't worry about that when it happens, but it will happen. It will happen. And this hadith, and then he said, but you are, as you said, in too much of hurry. That was said to the Sahaba. What about people today? Look, once they claim for anything and it is not done for them, they go out on a demonstration, strikes, and damage properties, destroy things, burn houses, cars, and kill and do all this because they want, as they say, they want to see Islam implemented. They themselves are not implementing Islam by this demonstration. Demonstrations and strikes and this came from the kuffar, not from Muslims, not from Islam. This came from the kuffar called democracy. Democracy is not Islam. Democracy is opposite of Islam. And they say it is freedom and democracy to go out on a strike or demonstration. But they go out and destroy and damage and burn and kill, which is not from Islam. Which is not from Islam. Just because they are too hurried to see the results, yet they themselves did not implement Islam well. If they would have implemented Islam amongst themselves, Allah will show them Islam on the earth and among everyone else. But they lost patience. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and make us from those who keep up on patience until we stand before Him. Wallahu A'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.